Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for our CRP and our ARC PLC program producers. 2018 CRP payments will begin October 2nd. For those counties that meet the price triggers, 2017 ARC PLC program payments will also be issued sometime later in October. FSA payments are deposited directly into a participating producer's personal bank account. After a payment's been issued, producers will be receiving statement sheets from the USDA in the mail. Remember to check your account deposits. Sometimes statement sheets do not all arrive at the same time. If it's been about 3 weeks in the process, if your payments have not been received by that third week in October, stop by your local FSA office to see if all your eligibility forms have been completed or all ARC PLC contracts sent out for signatures have been returned. Because all Farm Service Agency payments are made using direct deposit, if you've made any changes to either your accounts or your financial institutions, please contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue your uninterrupted service. And now the Trade Mitigation Program. USDA launched the Trade Mitigation Package aimed at assisting farmers suffering from damage due to unjustified trade retaliation by foreign markets. Producers of certain commodities can now sign up for the Market Facilitation Program, or MFP. USDA provided details back in August to the programs that were employed. Farm Service Agency will administer the Market Facilitation Program to producers to provide payments to corn, cotton, dairy, hog, sorghum, soybean, and wheat producers. An announcement about further payments will be made in the upcoming months, if warranted. The sign-up period for MFP is now open and runs through January 15th of 2019, and information and instructions for that are provided at www.farmers.gov/MFP. MFP provides payments to cotton, corn, dairy, hog, sorghum, and soybean and wheat producers who have been significantly impacted by actions of foreign governments resulting in the loss of traditional exports. Eligible producers should apply after harvest is completed, as the payments will only be issued once total production is reported. Payment will be issued on 50% of the producer's total production multiplied by the MFP rate for a specific commodity. The initial payment rates for the crop are a penny per bushel for corn, 14 cents a bushel for wheat, 86 cents per bushel for soybeans, and $1.65 per bushel for soybeans. For dairy milk production, the initial payment rate is 12 cents per hundredweight on milk, and for hogs, the initial payment rate is $8 per head. A second payment period, if warranted, will be determined by the USDA. MFP payments are limited to a combined $125,000 for corn, cotton, sorghum, soybeans, and wheat, and that's capped per person or legal entity. MFP payments are also limited to a combined $125,000 for the dairy and hog producers. That's a separate $125,000. Applicants must also have an average adjusted gross income for tax years 2014, 15, and 16 of less than $900,000. They must also comply with provisions for the highly erodible and wetland conservation regulations. For more information or to locate or contact the offices, interested producers can visit farmers.gov or contact your local FSA office. And next, breaking new ground. Ag producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out any new ground for production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. It's especially true for land that must meet highly erodible land, which is HEL, or wetland conservation, which is WC provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as a first point of contact prior to doing any land clearing or drainage-type projects to ensure the proposed actions meet compliance criteria, such as if you're clearing any trees to create new cropland. Those areas need to be reviewed to ensure such work is not going to risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators complete the Form AD-1026, which is a certification for highly erodible and land and wetland conservation, and that identifies the proposed action, allows FSA to determine whether a referral to the NRCS office for further review is necessary. And now the election for the 2018 FSA County Committees. Election for USDA's Farm Service Agency County Committees are underway. It's important that every eligible producer participate in these elections because FSA County Committees are a link between the ag community and the USDA. 2018 elections in each county will be conducted for the representative local administrative area. County committee members are a critical component of FSA operations. Committees should be comprised of members who reflect the diversity of producers involved in the production of agriculture in their county. This means producers representing underserved groups or commodities communities should be on the committee to speak on behalf of their constituency. Underserved producers are beginning, women and other minority farmers and ranchers, and landowners and operators who have limited resources. Other minority groups include Native Americans and Alaska Natives, persons under the poverty level, and persons that have disabilities and are also underserved. County committee election ballots will be mailed to eligible voters on November 5th, and the last day to return completed ballots to the USDA Service Center is December 3rd, 2018. For more information on eligibility to serve on FSA County Committees, visit fsa.usda.gov/elections. And finally, direct, guaranteed, and beginning farmer loan financing. Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum amount of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,392,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their ag enterprises. For more information about FSA loans, loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.